West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father, once again, for the precious opportunity, my Father, that you have afforded us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry through this radio broadcast, KAYT, FM Radio 88.1, to come on here, my Father God, every Saturday, Lord, in this hour from 12 to 1, to share one message, Father, that you have given us to proclaim to all the world, to every arrangement, every pattern of operation, every system that's upon this earth, to the political system, the educational system, the social system, to every system that operates in this earth. You've given us an assignment, my Father, and that assignment is to go into all the world and make disciples, students of all mankind, and teach them what you taught us, my Father. So we thank you, Lord, for this precious opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and share the gospel of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven to all the world. What an honor and what a privilege, my Father God, that you will have given us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry to share that particular message. We don't take that lightly, my Father, regardless to opinions, popular opinions, any opinions. That's the assignment that you gave us, Father God. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue to anoint us, my Father, these lips of clay, and to anoint the ears of the hearers, my Father God, to not just hear what I say, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, say to each and every last one of us about the things that I say, so that we might know the truth, my Father God. Not only just is the word true or false, but know the reality of the message that Jesus preached, my Father, because that's the same message that you have given us to preach. To go and teach all men everything that Jesus taught us, my Father God. So here we are, Father, once again, coming through the gates of thanksgiving, coming through the course of praise, coming, Father, through the holy place, through the radio broadcast, through our church service, through all our services unto you, Father God. Hallelujah. To come through that, not around that, not above that, not under that, not without that, Father. Come through the means in which you have ordained that we come through. Through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the ministry that you've given the church, Father God, all the way behind the veil, into your literal presence, my Father God, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help us every time we need it. So here we are, Father. Here's our cup. Fill us up and make us whole. Quench this thirstiness in our hearts, my Father God, to do your will, to be what your words say we can be, to have what your words say we can have, and to do what your words say we can do, Father. Fill us up with the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of that, and most important, the Holy Spirit that will enable us to not only receive that, but to act upon that, thereby bringing manifestation to your word and glory to your name. So here we are, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay to minister to the needs of all of us under the sound of my voice. Holy Spirit, we relinquish ourselves of us, and we give you free reign in this hour to do what Jesus Christ sent you to do, and that's to lead and guide us into the reality of what it means to be the children of the Most High God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, super men and super women of the Most High God, kings and queens of the kingdom of heaven on earth of the Most High God, ambassadors, representatives of the kingdom and the Christ of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Chosen generation, a peculiar people, a special people, hallelujah, of the Most High God. That's who you are. Whether you receive that or not, whether you believe that or not, whether you walk in that or not, whether you accept that or not, it don't matter. It's still who you are. And it's who you are because that's what God says you are. And listen, heaven and earth going to pass away, but the word of the Lord, it's going to abide forever. Even if you don't walk in it in this life, it's still yours. Listen, even if you don't understand or receive the gospel of the kingdom, it's still your inheritance. Hallelujah. And listen, when it's all said and done, that's who you're going to be. And that's what you're going to have. You're going to be all them things that I said to you, that God said you are. What you're going to have? Your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Listen, when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. Why? Because that's the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord shall prevail. Listen, many are the plans in our hearts, but it's the purpose of the Lord that's going to prevail. When it's all said and done, God going to have what he said. I'm going to say that again. When it's all said and done, God going to have what he said. Not just what the preacher said or what the Pope said or what the politician said or what the media world say or what mankind say or he say, she say, they say. It don't matter about all of that. The word of the Lord is going to prevail. And boy, I found something, and I discovered something long ago, that if the word of the Lord is going to prevail and it's eternal, then, man, I'm going to get the word of the Lord. I thank God for what men and women of God say, and I thank God for what people say. But more important than all of that, is what God say. Because what in the kingdom, what the king say, that's what goes. It don't mean everybody else don't have a say-so, but boy, they say-so, man, is not in agreement with what the king say. That's called rebellion. Hallelujah. And boy, you can be put to death for that in a kingdom. If you go against what the king say in the kingdom, then you can be put to death. Now, that's different than the kingdom life than a democracy or a republic. In a democracy and a republic, you have your opinion, and your opinion matters, you know, and you vote in your representative and everything else, but it's different in the kingdom. You have your opinion, but your opinion don't mean nothing when it comes down to your opinion versus what the king say. In a kingdom, what the king say, that's what's going to go. And that's what God is doing in the earth, regardless of what you think or even imagine. Man, God is reestablishing his kingdom back on the earth. That's the bottom line. Listen, whether you believe that or not, some people say, you know, God said it, I believe it, and that settled it. That's a good thing, but let me tell you something. God said it, and whether you believe it or not, it's still settled. Why? Because what the king say goes. I'm talking about who? What the Most High God, what he said, that's what it's going to be. Hallelujah. So I discovered something. Since what the king say is going to go, then, man, I'm going to find out what the king say. and I'm going to get in on what the king say. And I'm going to acknowledge what the king say. And I'm going to agree with what the king say. And I'm going to say what the king say. And I'm going to have what the king say I have. I'm going to be who the king say I am. I'm going to do what the king said to do. And as a result of it, I'm going to live the king's life, the king's will for my life. Line up on line, precept up on precept, little by little, by little, by little, growing up into being, having, and doing what the king say about me. And boy, I only have one desire in the ministry that he's given us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, and that's to help you to rediscover the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed, the greatest story that has ever been told. What's that? The story of the king and what the king say and what the king is doing. And hope that, boy, you will get in on that you will cease from all your works and enter into a work of the king, and that work of the king is already completed. Hallelujah. So you stop trying to get what the king say you have and start having what the king say you have. Hallelujah. Stop trying to be who the king say you are and start being who the king say you are. Start having what the king say you have. Start being what the king say you are. Start doing what the king say you can do. And the world system and everything else, a lot of things that he say that you have and say that you can do, in the natural world, those things are impossible. But in the kingdom of God, all things are possible to them who can believe. If you can believe it, it's possible. Hallelujah. And even though it's possible, then after you find out, boy, what the king said and get in on that, then you got to learn how to apply it to our everyday lives. And if we learn how to not just hear what the king say we have and receive what the king say we have, then when we start acting on it, and when we start acting on it, that's when it begins to be manifested in our lives. Line up on line, precept upon precept, little by little by little. In other words, growing into, boy, the reality of what it means to be, have, and do everything that the king say we are, that we have, and that we can do. And again, that's our greatest desire and purpose for ministering to you through these radio waves for us. Hallelujah. The gospel of the kingdom. I hear some people say, well, you say the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's right. I do. Every time I come on this radio broadcast, man, you hear me say things, man, that I have said before. And many times. And there's a reason for that, you know. Hey, listen, you know, if you hear me saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over, that's because God wanted to get past our intellect, past our five-sense reasonings, and get down on the inside of our spirit. So that you can have faith in what the king say. And faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The word of the king. And it don't mean just hearing it one time. You got to hear it and 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 hear it. How long, Brother Arthur? Forever. Because the more you hear it and the more you meditate on it and the more you make it practical application, a policy that you practice, then the more it become a part of you. And the more it become a part of you, then the more it begin to be manifested in our lives. Again, that's why, boy, I ain't got but one message. That's it, the gospel of the kingdom. Different aspects of it, but in those different aspects of it, the same thing is repeated over and over and over and over again. Why? Once again, so they can get past your five-sense reasoning and get down into, boy, your spirit, man. As long as it's just in your five-sense reasoning and your sense knowledge, then it's not going to manifest in your life. All you have is knowledge. But you won't have the ability to apply that knowledge. And you can have the knowledge, but if you don't apply the knowledge, then you won't, man, you know, reap the fruit of the knowledge. You can have the seeds, man, of a corn field, a sugarcane field, cotton field, whatever. You can have the knowledge of it. You can have the seeds of it. You can have the field. You can have the tractors. You can have the farm laborers. You can have all of that, but until you put the seed in the ground, you ain't never going to have no crop. You can have the knowledge of how it grows. You can have the seeds itself. You can have all of that. You can have all, you can, until it's practical application. That's why we say it over and over and over and over again, so it can get men down into the soil of your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your attitude, your being, your everyday life and living. For what purpose, Arthur? Because that's what brings glory to God. Now, when men, you got plenty knowledge of the Word of God, and you can proclaim it, or you can preach it, and you can teach it. But what brings glory to God is when, boy, what we proclaiming and preaching and teaching is being manifested in our lives. That's what brings glory to God. And it's God's will that the whole earth be filled with the glory of God. What's the glory of God? The full expression of God's promises to us. The manifestation of God's word in our lives. Not just the knowledge of it and the ability to proclaim it, but when it's being manifested in our lives. And that's where we fall short of. What? The glory of the Lord. The manifestation of the word. Well, we can stir up each other's emotions, man, by preaching it and witnessing to one another and getting together and talking about it and everything else. And listen, that's a good thing. That's the seed of the word of God. But until it's planted into our hearts and watered and cultivated and nourished and washed over, man, hallelujah, and then it begin to grow. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. Then it's harvest time. And when it's harvest time, that's, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the fruit of the word of God, the fruit of the message, the truth, the reality of it, the manifestation of it. And that's what brings glory, once again, to our Father in heaven. And we can get our needs met. When we can get our prayers answered. When we can get, man, you know, all the exceeding great and precious promises that God has promised us, man, manifested in our lives. Boy, that's my desire. That's our desire, man, for coming on this radio broadcast. To help us, man, you know, go on in our relationship, man, that we have with God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, just to have a relationship with God, you know, through the redemptive work of God, that's the beginning. That's a good thing. But, boy, that's going on in God. Not just to have a relationship with God, but through that relationship, to have a fellowship with God. So where you commune with him and you fellowship with him. Day, I'm talking about every day of the world, every day of your life. A lot of people have a relationship with God, and that's through what Jesus Christ has done. But the fellowship, that's based upon what you do because of the relationship that you have. What are we supposed to do because of the relationship that we have with God? Now you got to fellowship with him. You got to hang out with him. You got to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, you can say of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my fortress, he's my protection, he's my God, he's my Savior, he's my healer, he's my deliverer, he's my provider, he's my everything. Why? Because, man, you have not only a relationship with God, but through that relationship with God, you can go boldly into his very presence, to the throne of his grace, man, and obtain everything that you have, that you need to obtain that pertains to life and godliness. What do you mean? That pertains to man not only everlasting life, but, boy, living that everlasting life here upon this earth, man, a godly life, the life the way God intended for us to live. What? With abundant life, having sovereignty and dominion and raw power in this earth, man, producing, man, the fruit of God's word in our lives. Glory be to God. And in order for us to do that, man, that's going on in God. Salvation is great and everything else, but that's just the beginning, man. That's the starting mark right there. Now you got to go on to receive the end of our salvation, which is the salvation of our souls. That's our minds, our will, our emotions, our attitude. In order for us to go on and receive the end of our salvation, which is the salvation of our soul, then that must be a repentance in our life. That ain't something that you do once. That's something that we're doing constantly. What? Constantly changing, man, our way of thinking. Why? Because as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. And from the abundance of the heart, the mouth gonna speak. And a man from the good treasure that's planted in his heart, he gonna bring forth good things. He gonna manifest the word of God in our lives. We'll begin to manifest those exceeding great and precious promises that God has given us, and that through those promises we can partake of the divine nature of the Most High God. What's the divine nature of the Most High God? That way we can act like God, be like God, talk like God, live like God, originally intended for us to live. And that's meant the kingdom life. Like the way God lives and like the way God intended for us to live. He wants us to live like him. He wants us to be like him. He wants us to talk like him. He wants us to think like him. He wants us to walk like him. He wants us to be, man, everything that he say we can be. Have everything that we say that he say we can have, and do everything that he said we can do. He wants us, man, to live and to walk in the reality of that. And he got a way of accomplishing that in our lives. Now, we got our ways of doing that and everything else, and we mean well and we mean good. But nevertheless, just because it's a good thing don't necessarily mean it's the right thing. You got to cease from our works, and we got to get in on his work. And when we get in on his work, then we just start becoming who we already are. Not trying to get there, but becoming that because we already have that. But you got to become that you already have. You're already saved. We already healed. We already delivered. We already provided for. But we got to learn how to appropriate that in our lives. See, listen, it's not enough for the kingdom to be on the inside of us, because it is. But boy, what's more important than the kingdom, or just as equally important as the kingdom being on the inside of us, man, we got to be in the kingdom. And not only do we have to be in the kingdom, but we got to learn the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to live in this kingdom. That's why Jesus Christ, man, just preached one message, man, the kingdom of God. And preached, man, you know, gave us the keys to the kingdom of God. And what's the keys to the kingdom of God? The functioning principles of the kingdom of God. How to live in the kingdom of God. How to talk in the kingdom of God. How to live, man, in the kingdom of God on earth. Wow. So that, man, we can begin to appropriate in our lives here on earth the same thing that's going on in our lives in heaven. Not when we get to heaven, but in the right here and now. That's why Jesus Christ only preached one message. Why? Over and over and over and over again. Listen, in the New Testament, man, you got the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And pretty much those four books, man, you got the men, different men saying the same thing over and over and over again. And then in the Pauline epistles, that's two-thirds of the New Testament, man. You got Paul, man, when he's writing those letters to those different men, churches, man, and Galatians, the Ephesians, man, the Corinthians, man, everything else. He writing letters to them, you know, explaining issues that, man, they were facing in life. But when he begun those churches and what started those churches, man, that was in Ephesians and Galatians and Corinth and Thessalonians and all that. He ain't preached that to them, man. He preached the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell to them. And he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, man, after they begin to have issues in the church, then they begin to write letters to them, epistles, dealing with, man, the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom. But to get those churches established and started and everything else, he preached the kingdom of God to them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they preached the kingdom, man. They tell them about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The whole Bible is about the restoration of God's kingdom upon the earth. The whole Bible is about, man, God establishing his kingdom upon the earth. Then, man, in Genesis chapter 3, he lost it. And then everything else from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the end of your Bible, man, is God's strategic plan of the restoration of his kingdom of heaven back upon the earth. I don't care what you think, man, everything else. If you read the Bible in the light, man, of what you have been restored back to, that's what you're going to find. And the only way you can find that, man, is through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus Christ said, listen, it's better for y'all that I go away. Why? Because if I go away, if I don't go away, then man, the manifestation of what I told you, the manifesto of what I told you, he can't come. And the only way it can be manifested in your life is not by power, nor by might, not by your theology, not by none of that. The only way it can be manifested in your life is by the power of the Holy Ghost. So it's better for you that I go away, because everything that I told you and preached to you and showed you and did in front of you, hey, listen, man, God don't want you to just preach about that by what I did. He wants you to do that too. And the only way you can do that is the same way, man, that God, man, provided for me to do it. Jesus never attributed none of those mighty works that he did to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to do what I do, to say what I say, and to have, man, what I say. Hallelujah. And it ain't me that do it the work. It's the Father that do it the work through me. And the way he do the work through me is by his power. What's his power? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the power of God. That's the ability of God. What? To accomplish, man, what God said. Listen, man, the earth was void and without shape, and boy, the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep. That's the first act. The Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep. And what are you sitting, hoovering over the whole universe and the world for? He waiting on something. What are you waiting on? He waiting on man, God, to speak. And when God spoke, then the Holy Ghost took the word that God spoke and manifested it in the earth. That's the same Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of you. And the reason why he can't do great and mighty works on the inside of you, because you're not operating the way God, we're not operating the way God, man, created us to operate in. What's that, boy? To speak God's word. And only speak God's word to our circumstances, to our situation, and to our symptoms. If you're sick, don't speak what is. Speak what God's will is for us. God's will is for you to be healed. So speak that. And when you speak God's will, God's word, then the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of every last one of us, he'll take that word and manifest it in our lives. How come that ain't happening, Brother Arthur? Because, man, we don't understand and don't have the knowledge, man, of how God is operating in the earth. We know how Christians operate and how Muslims operate and how Hindus operate and how Buddhists operate. We know, man, about how the world operates and how media operates and how associates. We know all about how the world's operation. But we don't know nothing about, man, kingdom operation. We don't know how to operate, man, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. Especially here in the Western world, we don't even have no concept of kingdom. Why? Because you was born, man, under a democracy. You was born. You don't know nothing about kingdom life. You don't know the functioning principles of a kingdom, how a kingdom operates, how a kingdom, man, is ran. That's why, man, we say the same thing over and over and over and over again. Why? Because you need, man, to renew. We need to renew our mind. Not to just, you know, the way we've been trained and brought up and conditioned to think, talk, and live, but you need a whole brand new, man, brainwashing, if I could say it that way. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. That's why the first word Jesus said was repent. It don't mean go down to the altar and tell the Lord, man, and confess all your sins and everything else and tell the Lord how sorry you are. That's remorse. Repent means to change your whole way of thinking. Why? Because you've been born, conditioned, trained, brought up to think a certain way according to the dictates of this natural world system that you was born in. But now, boy, Jesus Christ come in and bring a whole nother world system in to the earth. Now you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to change your whole way of thinking. Instead of thinking I can't, you got to start thinking, yes, I can. Instead of thinking I'm sick, you got to start thinking more, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Instead of thinking, man, you know, I'm lost and on my way to a devil's hell, you got to start thinking, man, I'm saved by his grace through faith. And that's not of myself. That's a gift from God. Instead of thinking, man, oh, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it and everything else, you got to start thinking, man, my God supply all my needs. Instead of thinking, man, I'm bound up to God and bound up to that and can't be free and everything else, you got to start thinking who the Son says free is free indeed. You got to come in, you got to start thinking a whole different way. Why? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what you got to do, man, is be renewed in the spirit of your mind. How? By the washing of the water by the word of God. That's why we say the same thing over and over and over again. Why? We're trying to brainwash you because you've been brainwashed, whether you know it or not, according to the dictates of this natural world. Now you need a brainwashing. Why? So that you could think a whole different way. Why? Because as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. If you're thinking, man, I'm lost and trying to get saved, man, you got to start thinking a whole other way. I'm saved, man, and coming out of sin into holiness and righteous living. I'm becoming who I already am. I'm already saved. I'm already healed. I'm already delivered. I'm already provided for. Everything is already done, hallelujah. And all I got to do, boy, is get in on a finished work, man, and start, man, flowing from there. And what you do when you start, when you do that, then you'll start becoming who you already are. If we're not doing it that way, then we try to get what we already have. You try to get blessed. Man, you already blessed. Listen, when God created mankind, the Bible says God blessed them and told them be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. Let me say that again, man, so that you can get some understanding of that. That's why I say the same thing over and over again. It says God blessed them. It didn't say God gonna bless them or God bless you. He said God blessed. B-L-E-S-S-E-D. That's past tense. You're already blessed. The devil try to come and curse your blessings and make it, and listen, and curse you and cause you to lose your blessing. But, man, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and restored what God had already done, blessed you, back to you. So you ain't got to try to get blessed. You're already blessed. You got to just come to the knowledge of that and have your mind renewed to that and start becoming there. How? By practical application, by, man, getting the word on the inside of you. How you get the word on the inside of you? By hearing it and hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. That's why we say the same thing over and over and over again. Some of you might say, well, man, you're saying the same thing over and over and over again. That's because that's what you need. You need to hear it over and over and over and over and over and over again so they can get into your spirit, man, so that you can begin, man, to gain not only knowledge of it, man, but understanding of it. And if you get the understanding of it, then you can begin to apply that knowledge that you have of it effectively. Otherwise, you'll be applying the knowledge, man, ineffectively. That's why we're not seeing, man, the manifestation of God exceeding great and precious promises in our lives. That's why we're not, man, experiencing the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. That's why we're not experiencing and having manifested in our life the healing virtue of God, that by the stripes of Jesus, we was healed. He didn't say we're going to be healed. He said by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. That's past tense. In order for us to appropriate that in our life in its fullness, let me tell you something, man, you got to know that. And you got to know that you 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 know that. How do you get to that place? You got to hear it and 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 hear it. How long, Arthur, until it comes to pass? No, you got to hear it forever. You got to start talking like that, man. Not just till you see it come to pass, but you got to start talking like that forever. You got to start acting like that forever. That's a whole new way of living. I ain't living trying to live the Christian life, trying to make it to heaven. That's living the kingdom of life, because you're already the kingdom of heaven and came back to you. And, man, if you don't, because if you don't know that, man, then you won't be able to operate in there. That's why you got to know that you know that you know that you know. And the only reason why, the only way you can get to that place where you know that you know that you know that you know that you know, you got to keep on hearing it. Somebody say, yeah, but I didn't heard you say that. Oh, man, let me tell you something, man. You ain't heard me say that. Because if you ever hear what I'm saying, man, that's all you're going to want to hear. You're going to want to hear it again and again and again and again and again and again. Why? Because it's the word of life. You say the word that I preach unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They're going to bring life to you. What kind of life? I ain't talking about natural life, human life, physical life. I'm talking about, man, Zoe, God kind of life. Life the way God lived and life the way God intended for us to live. And that's what God wants in your life. That's what God wants for our lives, for us to live abundant life. Jesus Christ said the thief come to steal and kill that abundant life from you, that Zoe life from you, that God kind of life from you, that life the way what God intended for you to live, man. The thief come to steal and to kill that, but Jesus Christ, and he did it. And Adam disobedient, but Jesus Christ said, I am come that you might have that life back, and not only have it back, but have abundant life. That's superior in quality and superior in quantity. A whole lot up to God kind of life. Hallelujah. Living on the inside of us, man. Being manifested on the inside of us. Being displayed on the inside of us. But what purpose, man? So that those who sit in darkness, ignorance of that life, and the knowledge of that life can see a great light, can see that life on the inside of us. And in seeing that life on the inside of us, boy, they'll partake of that life. They'll desire that life. When they see that light, L-I-G-H-T, of the light, of the life of God being manifested, and boy, the children of the Most High God, then those who sit in darkness see that great light. And if they're sitting in darkness and if they see a great light, they're going to head toward the light. Listen, if you're in a pitch black cave, and I'm talking about darkness all around you, man, and you can't see which way to go, man, if you see just a little flicker of light in any direction, man, that you might see that little flicker of light in, guess where you're going to head? You're going to head toward that light. I'm going to say that again. If you in darkness, in a dark cave, in a dark room, in a dark situation, or in a dark whatever, you know, and you see just a little flick of light somewhere, if you look to the right, the left, up or down or nowhere or wherever, you know, where you think you're going to head? You're going to head toward the light. Hallelujah. It's the same way. That's why Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And not only did he say, I'm the light of the world, he told him when he got ready to leave, he said, you the light of the world too. Who he was talking to? Those who meant his disciples. Those who he had discipled. His students. His ones who he was going to use, man, to carry out the work that the Father sent him to do. He said, you're going to be the light of the world too. You're going to be the knowledge that the world needs. You're going to be the information that the world needs. You're going to be the life that the world needs. A world that's in darkness, man, that's ignorant of who they really are. Ignorant of where they really come from. Ignorant of where, why they really here. Ignorant of their potential that they have on the inside of them. And ignorant of their eternal destination that God has set for their lives. What you mean ignorant? Not knowing. Not having the knowledge of it. Living and walking on in darkness. When all the time, our light has come to the earth. The Bible says, boy, the people who stayed in darkness saw a great light. They were talking about Jesus. That's when he returned, man, from the temptation in the wilderness. And then the Bible says he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And the people who stayed in darkness saw a great light. Hallelujah. And from that time forward, Jesus began to preach the gospel of the kingdom. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. It's within your reach. It's here. That which you've been waiting for and everything else, boy, I'm talking about the kingdom, man, that all the Old Testament saints were waiting on to come, is here. Good God Almighty. Everything that the prophets prophesied about in the Old Covenant, that's coming a Messiah, and he's going to establish the kingdom of David back up on the earth, boy, that's what they've been longing for and waiting for. Boy, Jesus Christ comes preaching a message, man, that astounded all of us. That you've been waiting on, that you've been longing to hear and to see, is here. Those who were sitting in darkness, man, ignorant of it, man, and not being able to partake of it, but hoping and waiting on it to come and praying for it to come, he say it's here. That's why I tell you, man, over and over and over again, boy, the kingdom of God is here. Now, I got a future kingdom to come, too, you know, and the fullness and the consummation of it. But, boy, the beginning stages of it being here on earth is already here. And you got to, man, learn that. You got to listen. You've been trained, man, to live, try to live right and do the best you can so that you can go to it. But all the time, man, God's will and God's purpose was for it to come to you. That's why you got to say the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, because you've been conditioned, man, to try to live right to go to heaven. When God's will for your life is, man, you to live right because heaven ain't already came to you. You're trying to live right so that you can get saved. God's will is for you to live right because you are saved. You're trying to do this and do that right and everything else so that you can get blessed. When all the time, man, you're supposed to be doing all of that because you are blessed. We're trying to get what we already have instead of having what's already ours. Why? Because that's how we've been conditioned and trained and born and lived and brought up to act like. But boy, that must be, man, a repentance. What? You got to change your that way of thinking and change that way of talking and change that way of walking and change that way of living. Why? Because the kingdom, man, that you've been waiting on, that's in the sweet by and by, that you're hoping to get to, is here. Glory to God. And no matter what you think, man, or whether you believe that or not, that's still the eternal truth of the King. Glory to God. God, that's what he said. That ain't what I'm saying, man. Listen. I done told you over and over again, you done heard this many times, boy, I'm an ambassador of the King of Christ and of the kingdom of our God. I only say unto you, man, I don't give my opinion about nothing, man. I just tell you, man, what the word say. That's it. I just tell you what Jesus Christ say. And, man, let me tell you something, boy, I'm growing in that, man. And let me tell you something. Paul say, I have not apprehended yet, but one thing I do, I forget those things that's behind me, and I keep on, man, proclaiming, man, this gospel of the kingdom. It don't matter about your opinion about it. Some might say, well, man, you know, that's all you talk about, the kingdom of God. We want to hear something else. We want, man, our emotion to be stirred up. We want to hear, man, something that's going to stir up our emotion and make us feel something. Well, you need to, that's what you want, man. Inspiration is good. Don't misunderstand me. Inspiration is good, but inspiration is not half as good as information. You can hear some good preaching and everything else, and that'll stir up your emotions, man, and make you jump and shout, but you still don't know nothing. We still don't know how to get, man, our needs met. We still don't know how to get our prayers answered. We still don't know, man, that, man, greater is he that's in us. We didn't heard it and everything else, but we still ain't partaking of it. Why? Because you don't know nothing. You don't know how to function in the kingdom. We don't know, man, the principles of the kingdom. We don't know it. We know of God, and we know about God, and we know of Jesus and about Jesus. We know of the Holy Spirit and about the Holy Spirit, but you don't know him. The Bible is... He don't want us to just know of him and about him. He wants us to know him and the power that's in his resurrection and what is the exceeding greatness of the power that has been made available to him. You don't know, get that and walk in the reality of that just by knowing of Jesus and knowing about Jesus. You got to know him. Say, listen, man, I don't know President Trump. I know of him and I know about him. But I don't have no relationship with no and no fellowship with him, so I don't know him. I just know of him and about him. And that's the same thing it is, man, in most Christians' lives. They know about God, and they know of God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, but they don't know him. Well, they got a relationship because they know of him and about him, but they don't have a fellowship, man. They don't know him. They don't know him. They don't, man, fellowship with him. They got a relationship, but they don't have no fellowship. And that's what we're missing in there. We all got a relationship because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and burial and resurrection, how he died for our sins. That's what established the relationship. But that ain't the end. The purpose for you having that relationship so that you can go boldly into his presence and have, man, a fellowship with him. Hallelujah. Them disciples, man, didn't just know of God, man. They fellowship with it. They went with him, man, all the days of his life. They walked and talked with him. They followed him. They talked with him. They held him. They touched him. They lived with him. That's the same thing that God wants for your life. That's why he saved you. Not for us to have a relationship with him, but for us to fellowship with him 24/7. That's why David was able to say, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God. It didn't say them who did it, the secret place. Those who live there, why? So that you can fellowship with him. And in fellowship with him, you don't just know of him and about him. You know him, glory to God. And Jesus Christ, who he sent, and the power that's in his resurrection that's available to you. We don't know the power that we have on the inside of us. We're living and dying like mere men and mere women trying our best to make it in, man, climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. That ain't God's will for your life, climb up on no rough side of no mountain. Yes, it's rough, man, if you're climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. But if you begin to know, boy, what you're supposed to do with that mountain, not climb no mountain, speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. And decree and declare that it be plucked up and cast into the sea. And, man, don't doubt, man, what you say. And the Bible says you're going to have whatsoever you say. You say, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be there removed and plucked up and cast into the sea. We trying to climb up on the rough side of the mountain. That's why we call it the rough side of the mountain, because you're trying to climb it. When God didn't tell you to climb no mountain, he say, speak to the mountain. And don't doubt in your heart what you say to that mountain. Speak to the sickness and disease that's in our body. Speak to the poverty that's in our body. Speak to the racism and all of the calamity that's in this earth, man, that God gave us to have dominion over. To speak to those mountains. Speak to those problems. Speak to those negative circumstances and situations. Speak what to it, Lord? Speak the word of God to it. Hallelujah. If we sick in our bodies, man, speak to our bodies and that sickness and disease that's in our bodies and tell it to be plucked up and cast into the sea. And if we don't doubt in our heart, but believe that those things that we say shall come to pass, then we shall have us wherever we say. It isn't just to say we're going to have us to wherever we say. If we believe in our heart, if we don't doubt it, how you get to the place where we believe it in our heart and don't doubt it? You got to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. That's why I say to you every time I come up on here, man, nothing but the gospel of the kingdom. Why? So that you can hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it so they can get on the inside of us so that we can have some understanding of it so that we can learn, man, how to begin to apply it to our lives and we'll stop climbing up on the rough side of a mountain and we'll start speaking to the mountain. And when we do it God's way, then we'll start seeing a manifestation of God's word in our lives. Glory to God. So listen, man, if you want to hear, man, something that's going to stir up your emotion and everything else, yeah, it'll do that too. But, man, let me tell you something. We need inspiration. Yes, but the purpose for inspiration is to inspire you to go get some information. And when you put them two together, inspiration and information, when you're inspired by what you hear, and then you get understanding of what you hear through information of that inspiration, then you can be able to apply it effectively. And in applying it effectively, then we start seeing the manifestation of it. See, people just want to hear something. And, man, I'm talking about you got a lot of us in church. I mean, talking about every Sunday. And, boy, when you got a good preacher, especially if he can hoop a little bit, and boy, when you get the hooping man at the end of his message and everything else, then that's when the people really get to shouting and everything else. Preach, 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 man. And boy, I'm talking about folks' emotions stirred up. Boy, they start to feel something. And that's all a good thing. But at the end of the day, when the sermon is over with, and man, you've been inspired, and you leave out there saying, boy, we had some good church today. Yeah, you did have some good church today. But you ain't know, you still don't know nothing. You got inspiration, but you don't have no information. So if you don't have no information, then you can't apply, man, what you've been inspired by to your everyday life. So we keep doing just like the children of Israel were doing, man. They were saved, but they were just going around and around and around in circles. It's the same thing we are in the church today. We saved, and we go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and get inspired by the teaching and the preaching of the word of God, but you still don't have no information. You still don't know nothing. You still don't know how to apply that word to your life. And you can be inspired by it, man. I'm talking about where you jump and shout and holler and say amen and everything else. But, man, that's the beginning of it. That's the seed. Now you got to know how to plant the seed. Now you got to get the ground ready and prepare, man, to plant the seed. And then after you plant the seed, you got to cultivate that seed. You got to water that seed. You got to meditate in that word. You got to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it and keep on hearing it, man. What you're doing, you're cultivating, man, the seed. Because what, some doubt and some unbelief and all that, that's going to come to choke the word out of your life. The care of this world and everything else, that's going to come to choke that what you were inspired by in your Sunday services and your Bible studies by, man. It's coming, man. Let me tell you something. You got our enemy, man, and the enemy coming, man, immediately to rob the word out of your life that you were inspired by. And he's using the care of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the world system that you live in, man, the dictates of it, to keep that word from producing a fruit in your life. So thereby, man, you just going around and around and around in circles. That's how we are. That's what's going on in the earth. When God say enough is enough, there's a going on in our God, hallelujah, till we reach the end of our salvation, which is the salvation of our souls. How we get there, man? Reaching the end of our salvation, which is the salvation of our thinking, our emotions, our attitude, by continuously, man, hearing the word of God, gaining an understanding of that word of God, so that we can apply that word of God that we inspired by effectively, thereby producing wisdom. You know, wisdom is different from wise. You can be wise, man, but just because you're wise and know something, if you don't apply it effectively, then all you have is just knowledge. but you don't have no wisdom. Wisdom is the wise. Knowledge is wise, but wisdom is, I mean, knowledge is being wise. You know some things, but wisdom is different from wise. Wise is knowing some things, but wisdom is the result of applying that knowledge that you know effectively. And watch this. And the results that comes from you applying it effectively. What? That's wisdom. The ability to apply the knowledge effectively. It's a lot of knowledge that we're applying, but we're not applying it effectively. Listen, the church is busy, but not as effective as it can be. We've been putting on programs and doing things in the country, in the city, in the town, in the community, and everything else. But how effective is it? How many souls are being won to the kingdom of God? How many lives are being saved? How many is being added to the church, man, day by day by day by day? Are we still just going around and around our circles, doing good things? But are we doing a good thing, man? Is it causing us, man, to win souls to the kingdom of God and being able to disciple them, to teach them, to train them, so that their lives can not only be saved but be transformed by the renewing of their mind? For what purpose? So they can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God for all our lives. What you telling us, Brother Arthur, in this broadcast today? Listen, you know, you might say, man, you say the same thing over and over and over again. Oh, well, because that's what it's going to be. Why? Because you need to hear it over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. So that you can grow thereby. So I ain't got but one message. What's the message that you got, Brother Arthur? All of the kingdom of hell, your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world, is here. And not only is it here, but it's in effect right now. Why? Because the testator of the will, your inheritor, he's already died. Listen, the will don't go into effect until the testator dies. Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago. So the will of God, what, that it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven, that all of the kingdom of heaven is our inheritance that we have, what our inheritance, come you who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I couldn't tell you, man, that the testator has died and the will is in full effect. And all you got to do is come to the knowledge of it and go get your inheritance. How? By seeking first. Getting your priorities in line, man. Not seeking, man, a sermon to preach to the people on Sunday. That's a good thing. But seeking, man, first getting our priorities in line. Not just the preachers and the pastors and the teachers and the popes and the bishops, but, man, all of the people who we preaching and teaching to. Get your priorities in line. What's your priority? Priorities first, principle. The first thing's first. What's first? Seek first the kingdom of God. And his way of putting you in right standings with him. And everything that we have need of that pertains to this life and godliness and us men, not only men having that inheritance, but, boy, enjoying all of the benefits of that inheritance, all that's going to be added unto us on a daily basis. You won't have to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, how you're going to make it. Why? Because all that's provided for you in the kingdom. And here's the gospel. Here's the good news about that kingdom. It's available to you right now. It ain't in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven. It's going to be all right. It's all right right now. But why come it ain't like that in my life? Because, boy, the kingdom is in us. But, man, if the question is, are we in the kingdom? And those of us who are in the kingdom, are we learning how to function in the kingdom? Are we learning the functioning principles of the kingdom? Are we learning how to talk in the kingdom, how to walk in the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom, how to be in the kingdom, how to live kingdom lives instead of Christian lives or religious lives? Man, we got to get our priorities in line, man. What's priorities? First things first. What's first? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else going to be added unto us. So I'm going to say it again, man. I ain't got but one message for you. What? Your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world? What? All of the kingdom of heaven? That's available to you right now. Listen, I'll say it again. A will don't go into effect until the testator dies. Jesus Christ come and died, man, 2,000 years ago, and we preach that, man, and you get stood up all about that, and you get excited all about that, and you thank Jesus Christ for all that he done for us, and that's all a good thing, but you're doing all of that, and then don't get your inheritance, why he died, and the purpose for why he died, that don't bring no glory to God. God don't just want you, man, worshiping at the cross, and all around the cross, and praising around the cross. He wants you, man, to get up from the cross and go get your inheritance. Jesus ain't on no cross no more, man. He's seated at the right hand of the Most High God, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. And the good news about that is you and me, who were dead in trespasses and sin, has he raised up and made us to sit together with him in heavenly places, man, far above all your negative circumstance, situation, and stuff, so that you can begin to work, rule in life, dictate in life. That's why I say you're a king, glory to God, and a queen if you're in a female body. What that mean? That means you can begin to rule over your circumstance, situation, and stuff. Not over one another, but every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, that confronts your life that the devil might throw at you. We can rule over, man, you know, all the bigly elements of this world. How we rule over that? The same way a king rule, man, over his territory, what? With his words. Glory to God. How you rule in life? How you going to rule in life? With your words. That's the way God ruled over his kingdom, with his words. That's how he created you, to rule with your words. That's why you limit yourself. You having what you say. And you don't realize what's really going on. Hallelujah. So when you say things that's contrary to the word, what God's word say about you, what you mean, Arthur? Boy, you get a pain across your chest, man, and the first thing thought comes to your mind is heart trouble. And then you go to the doctor, man, and the doctor give you a report that the body had, from the body's report, and then you start lining your words up, man, with what the body say and what the doctor say and what people say and what whatever you think that's in your mind that the devil didn't put there, when all the time God say, man, by the stripes of Jesus we heal. Well, how come we ain't getting the healing, man? Because you got to say it and 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 say it until that's the only thing that come out your mouth. And guess what's going to happen? In due season. It might not happen instantly. Why? Because when you first start saying it, you're just planting the seed. But you got to not only got to plant the seed, you got to watch over that seed, hallelujah. You got to water that seed, man. You got to meditate in that seed. You got to keep on saying it and keep on saying it. How long, brother, ought to tell it cutting the past? No, it become a way of life. You say it forever and ever and ever and ever. And let me tell you something, boy. Guess what's going to happen if we begin to learn how to live kingdom life, that kind of way? In due season, you will reap if you don't faint. So, hey, man, I start saying by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And man, let me tell you something, the symptoms and everything else still there. But you think I'm going to let that dictate to me? I'm going to keep on saying, man, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Yeah, but I see you limping around here and can't hardly walk. I'm going to keep on saying by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And I'm going to keep on meditating in it. And I'm going to keep on acting on it, because I know something was. Be not deceived, said the Lord. God not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. So just because that limp is still there and I can't hardly walk, man, like I want to walk and everything, you think I'm going to get off what God's word say and start saying, oh, I'm so sick, I don't know what to do, my heart pressure, my blood pressure, my this, my death, my death. No, I'm going to say what the king say, hallelujah. Because in the kingdom, what the king say go. And I found out, man, that in the kingdom of God, that he on earth, then you and I are the kings and the queens in the earth. And what we say is what's going to go. That's why, man, you know, we're living far below our rights and privileges, because we, man, ruling and reigning, saying, man, what the circumstance say and what the situation say and what the symptoms say, instead of, man, saying to those circumstance, situation, and symptoms, them mountains in our lives, them cancer cells in our bodies, man, that poverty that's in our lives, that's racism that's in this world system that we live in, all the negative things that's in this world system that we live in that come in to steal, kill, and destroy. We line up our words with it, man, instead of speaking to them mountains, man, and telling them to be plucked up and cast into the sea. We let, man, all the negative circumstances in our relationships, in our marriages, in our homes, in our communities, in everything else, man, that come to steal, kill, and destroy the God kind of life, kingdom life of us, we line up our words with what it's saying, instead of, man, saying to them circumstance situations what our kings say that about it. That's why, man, we living far below our rights and privileges, because we living and dying like mere men and mere women, when all the time we are the mighty men and women of the Most High God. Listen, y'all, my time is up. And, man, whether you understand it or not, let me tell you something, boy. If you tune into this broadcast message right here, man, that ain't been, listen, God summons you to this. It's like Jesus tells his disciples, hey, Peter, hey, John, Come follow me. And there you're listening. God put you on this radio broadcast just for that purpose, man. Come hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. I love you with the love of the Lord. If you want to contact us, 713-870-3776. God bless you. My time is up. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Tell a friend. Tune in.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts have been